Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
Don't miss our huge Memorial Day sale.
Going on now on all Serta mattresses.
Save up to $500 on Serta mattresses.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Finally Friday. With Dave and DeGenovic.
Welcome into the show, Dave Noriega. No Debbie Dujanovic today. Fortunately, I have Mara Carabello with the Exoro Group and KSL at Night filling in.
So excited to be here on a rainy day.
It is a rainy day. And this happens, I get it, and it's snowing in the mountains. There's celebration. It was also 81 degrees like 5 minutes ago.
It's true. Okay, I'm gonna bring you down. I love rainy days.
No, you
We don't have that many of them. I mean, if I were in Seattle, I wouldn't be saying this. But the smell and the springiness of it, it's like a couple of days and then we're back into the 70s.
Your obsession with water is
I know.
So weird.
It's sad, isn't it?
You make it your career. You make it your hobby. Everything to do with water.
I have no defense.
No defense. It's 9:07. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
The launch is brought to you by Master Electrical Services, home of the upfront pricing guarantee. It's typically the three things that Debbie wants you to know, but today only, it's the three things that Mara wants you to know.
Countdown three.
More arrests overnight at several college campuses across the country because of protests over the Israel-Hamas war. Rubber bullets being shot into the crowd. USC just announced, the University of Southern California, announced yesterday they're getting rid of their graduation ceremony next month. This isn't even something that's happening tomorrow, but it's next month over safety concerns.
I know. It's intense right now. I heard an interview this morning about a woman who was in protest during the 60s, and you know, it feels a little bit like that.
It has that vibe, doesn't it?
Countdown to
looking into the conversation about student loan forgiveness. Why? Why does this keep bubbling up? Well, there must be an election close. Number one, I'm a little bit of a cynic of when these things pop up. But President Biden has a latest plan to get rid of billions of dollars worth of student loan forgiveness. But the Deseret News believes, they wrote this article, that they believe that this could tank his reelection plans. Instead of helping them, that it could actually hurt.
Yeah, the polling is showing nationally, though, in states that he needs it. It's super popular because you want to know why? He is targeting the younger vote, and I think that's what he's relying on.
Launch countdown one.
Let's talk about the food on your child's lunch tray. There's going to be some changes. Now, if your kids are getting excited right now, thinking, yes, finally, no more weird off-brand baked Cheetos. No. Prepare yourself for more off-brand weird sodium-free, low-flavored chocolate milk.
I know. So I'm kind of excited about this, but then is it going to be successful at all is the question parents have on their minds today.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
So the hope, the plan, the dream is the USDA announced that they want to change up some school meals. They want to make them healthier. The new rules, there's a fair amount. Basically lower sugar, lower some sodium. Ruins chocolate milk.
What's this change, Jim?
Sugar and salt. And if you look at the current menus, the average across the country, added sugars provide about 17% of the calories in school breakfast and 11% in school lunches. That's the average, according to a report from 2022. Federal dietary guidelines recommend that no more than 10% of daily calories come from added sugar. So kids at breakfast, if they eat at the cafeteria, are getting about twice as much sugar as they need in any given day. And that's a problem. So, yes, guidelines have been drawn up to try to reduce the amount of sugar and salt in school meals. The Sugar Association, which is a trade group, supported limiting added sugar in a weekly menu. But it also says that if you start applying some of these limits, then artificial sweeteners might be added into some of these foods. That could have their own health ramifications.
That was ABC News. Jim Ryan spoke with Amanda Dixon this morning. And part of the reason these changes are being made is because oftentimes high sugar foods, high sodium foods, processed foods, desserts lead to obesity. Surprise, surprise, surprising nobody. Type 2 diabetes, tooth decay, and heart disease. So, Mara, I think it comes from a good place. We want to keep kids healthy.
Right.
Here's my concern.
Right.
Every parent in history knows that trying to get kids to eat healthy is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, so I'm going to say my response is what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? So did kids hate healthy food before we started offering them unhealthy food, right? Like you and I have both gone through healthy eating, and when you first go off of the junk food, when you first go off of the hyper taste, hyper sugars, hyper flavor, and you move to, oh, I don't know, food, and you know, like real food, at first it's a taste change, but then you start craving the nutrients and the good stuff, and you don't find yourself having a tooth for it as much. So I would say in America, one thing I think we've done wrong is that we think there are kid foods and grown-up foods. And we give kids...
Oh, there's a kid's menu.
There's always a kid's menu. And what's on the kid's menu? It's all yummy stuff. So Dave, you and I both, if we could eat the yummy stuff maybe without any consequence, but why don't we think there are health consequences for kids? So I say, yeah, we're going to have to change their palate a little, but that is just a minimum thing to do for their lifelong health.
I totally agree. We need to eat healthier food.
Okay.
And as you said, everyone's been through that. You're like, you know what? I don't like broccoli, but I feel amazing after I eat broccoli and some lean chicken. Now, if you offer me broccoli and lean chicken or fried stuff with cheese,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to choose the fried stuff with cheese. I totally agree with you. But there's a realism that I have and I've experienced.
Right.
And we'll continue this conversation because I want to talk about the amount of food waste that happens. I'm going to save that for the next segment.
Okay.
But kids aren't getting obese on school lunch.
Right.
So this idea that we're going to teach them and we're going to change habits for the 180 meals we have them during a year, that's how many school lunches they get, 180.
Right.
They're eating three meals a day.
Yes.
Mostly they're eating at home. I mean, we're a fraction of the cause. The thought that we can change their eating habits in those 180 meals, I think is naive.
So here's what I'm going to say to you, Dave. A lot of kids don't have healthy studying habits that are reinforced by their parents at home. Should we not teach good studying habits to kids during school? Should we not teach good principles and habits and life lessons in school just because it may not be reinforced someplace else? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say our system should give the kids the tools they need to live their best, healthiest life.
I'm going to give you an example of why I totally agree with you in principle. I mean, Mara, I am so with you
right.
In principle. There is just too much life experience that has jaded me over the years where I think this is the problem.
Right.
We have parents that have a 30,000-foot view that want to do what's right, and I've got a hungry kid in third grade that just dumped his entire tray of healthy food because he doesn't eat it. He doesn't like it. Let's talk about food waste. You're not going to believe the amount of food waste that is happening in American schools when we come back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery. Sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Let's talk student lunches. Because remember, Michelle Obama, this was her thing.
It was her thing.
She was obsessed with it.
Yeah, she had a garden at the White House. It was her thing.
I love it. She wanted kids eating healthy. Childhood obesity is a real thing, and I applaud her. Miss Obama, well done.
You know what?
But the wrong place to try to tackle this on the school lunch
level. So where's the right place? I mean, the next place is in the home.
Oh, there we go.
Dave, it's not happening.
You're so right, too.
It's not happening there.
But why?
Why isn't it happening? Because when they went to school, they didn't have an example of healthy food. I mean, like, I always think presenting healthy options is... Kids are smart. I mean, there are studies that show that if kids know how to eat better, because I agree, some of it is a knowledge thing. I didn't know my choices. I wasn't offered them. When anybody goes through a journey of being healthier, sometimes it's a matter of education. Kids are really powerful persuaders in their household, I think. And I think if a kid learned to like something at lunch and came home and said, "Hey, Mom, let's eat this instead." I mean, you know, again, I come back to the premise of, well, my kid won't eat that. They'll only eat this. Well, when are you giving your 7-year-old a choice on anything? I mean, I don't ask them about other expenses in the household. I don't give them. I mean, it's a slight dictatorship, right? Like, I remember when you did this, too. When your kids were little, you gave them, they could wear whatever they wanted out of the two choices I gave them, right?
We're going to match. You can choose of the matching outfits.
Exactly.
Go ahead, choose your socks between this matching pair or that matching
total
pair.
Independence within my
total
dictatorship.
Independence.
And so I love the notion of teaching them healthy eating at school.
30 million lunches are served every single day in America. That is a huge amount. And these changes, the USDA has announced the changes. And this is coming in the schools. I'm not going to bore you with... how many grams of sugar per ounce of yogurt? You'll forget that. But basically, they're reducing sugar, they're reducing sodium, and they're reducing fat in milk.
Okay.
Those are the big goals. Here's the problem I have. My wife has worked for a number of years in elementary schools, has worked specifically in the lunch lines. You know, she's helped out in the lunchroom for a number of years. She said she would have kids come out with a completely healthy tray of food, an apple, a banana, some green beans, and they basically redirect completely from out to the garbage can where they dump it, and they go out to recess because they are so excited about recess. Mm-hmm. So they had to start putting somebody in front of the garbage can saying, no, you have to sit down first. And you have to sit down for at least 10 minutes. And the kids would sit there and they would talk and they would visit and they would, you know, eat
bits
two
and
bites
pieces.
Of this and one bite of that, and then they would throw it away.
Yeah.
Why are kids throwing away this food? Because this is not good food for the kids. This is not the food that they want to eat.
Good.
Even though they are healthy options, there was a salad bar that was out there. I get it. But this is where I think reality, you know, the rubber hits the road. There's no way you're going to start your breakfast off with Cap'n Crunch and Crunch Berries. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way you're eating Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries on a Saturday and a Sunday, and then Monday you come in and there's Rice Chex.
Right.
They will never eat the Rice Chex, no matter how healthy these are, what a better option it is. They just won't eat it.
So here's my thing. They'll eat it if they're hungry. And if they toss it, and I'm ignoring the food waste problem for now because you're right. That's a whole topic that we need to tackle. But let's call that intermittent fasting for a kid. You know, his little metabolism is going to be going fast, looking for food, and he'll be hungry for dinner. And so, yeah, I guess I am saying I still don't find that. Now, the other premise that's interesting, I think I just realized both you and I took, healthy food is not tasty food. So I agree with the kid that thought that those steamed green beans that were steamed for, I don't know, a day and a half and then put on the plate. I agree with him. That should be tossed. So I think along the way, we should be – there are more tasty healthy foods than less tasty healthy foods, right? And so, yes, I think we should be looking at kids' palates and saying, yeah, we can – I think we can achieve health and taste.
At some point, I think we have to look at what is really happening. And this is why I loved this research that was done by the US EPA, Kroger. They teamed together. They went to 9 different states, 46 schools. So this was not a small investigation, I will call it. And they looked at how much food was being wasted. Let me break it down. Per student, per year, they would throw away over 40 pounds of food.
Oh, wow.
Now imagine a plate of food, a tray, probably only has somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 ounces of actual food on a tray. 40 pounds of it, that is 80 full trays of food that is being thrown away every year. So we can bemoan the fact, and we can look at the 530 million pounds of food every year that is thrown away. 530, half a billion pounds of food that's being thrown away. And we can bemoan and we can say, we just got to teach these kids. We got to stick with it. But I look at it and I think, these kids are hungry. Do I care? And there are options out there where they have potato chips, but they don't have Doritos, nacho cheese flavor that they're used to eating. They've got the baked low-sodium Dorito knockoff. Mm-hmm. And then they take 2 bites of those, and they're like, these don't taste like what I'm used to. So I don't like them. I'm going to throw them away. I'll eat 3 chips, and then I throw them away. And that is so often what is happening. We're trying to craft and make a little bit healthier version. And then we have candy machines in our schools as well.
Right.
What I kids aren't eating it. So we can bemoan the fact and we can want to teach them. At some point, Maura, I just want to say, just eat something. I don't care what the calories in, calories out. As long as you have some calorie to run your system, I'm in.
So I'm going to question some things about the study. Were all 46 of those schools serving healthy lunches? And did they compare that to 46 schools that weren't serving? Do we know that kids... To your recess answer, are you eating all of your pizza and then going to recess and you're just not eating all of your, you know, carrots? I think getting kids to eat in general is its own issue.
Yes.
And so I'm not sure I'm persuaded that they were eating it all when it was unhealthy food and not eating in it when it was healthy food. But so I'd want to look at the study. But here's something you keep keying on that I'm so agreeing with you on. We've got to make it, if it's not going to taste better, because again, fatty foods taste better. We've got to make it cool to be a healthy eater. You're right. We can't just hand you food you don't want. We have to talk about your social structure and maybe a little bit of peer pressure.
And it's so difficult because the unhealthy foods are, how would you say, genetically modified to make taste us, better.
Exactly.
To be more addictive, to make you crave it more. It has more salt and sugar and sweetener. It has all of this stuff. It's manufactured. It makes it unhealthy. I get it. But there's no doubting, it tastes better.
It tastes better.
It's why when you go to a restaurant, you're like, this food is so much better than what I make. I remember a celebrity chef said, you would be offended if you knew how much butter we just put in that.
Well, I know because I can't put my rings on the next day, right?
You can't put your rings on. You're like, the edema has overtaken my body. I can't even wear a necklace. You're like, that's not a necklace. That's a belt. I can't do it. Great conversation, but those changes are coming whether you agree with them or not. Up next, Representative John Curtis' seat in Congress is up for grabs this election cycle. Super crowded field. We'll talk to one of those candidates. The only woman running, actually, joins us in studio. Let's talk to Catherine Dolan.